listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 13th of December 2020, not too long away from Christmas as usual, and not too long away from all the talk about the 21st of December, which we'll get into. We'll be talking to our guest later on all about that. The guest on the show is a lady that was on before a few months ago called Becky Barron. It's great having Becky back on, and we're going to be getting into loads of subjects and things that are going on, all the stuff that's in the media, and I'm sure other stuff as well. Actually, I should have left the Shake and Stevens song going on. It's a quite catchy tune. Apparently he was in Euston Station in London singing that song, and Prince William and Kate were there watching him, and before he went off and they grabbed their train and he was singing that song there. But okay, so before we crack on, as usual, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, and you can find us on patreon.com/COWLR and also on PayPal. A big thank you to everybody that donates to Circle of White Light and the PIF, the Pay It Forward, which obviously gets donated. The plan is, and what we do is the PIF group, which I'll talk a bit about at the end of the show. I'm going to be giving you an update on the PIF group. We do have a new member joining us on Wednesday. But the PIF group, what we do is we work out which charity, we pick a charity on where the donation is going to go to. And then obviously we allocate that donation to the charity. So last month, November, went to the Suicide Prevention, Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland, and they got a donation, the November donation, and then this month it's going to go to Feed the Homeless. We're going to, the funding is going to go to to purchase 45 sleeping bags for that charity, because we support a number of homeless charities, and it's going to that charity this month, and that's going to be sorted tomorrow, and we'll post that up on the website and let everybody know. Okay, before I bring my guest in, just a couple of things, as usual, just to read out and to talk about. And, you know, the Longford Leader, the IE, had an article there, and we talk about the Gardaí an awful lot. And we know there's Gardaí who are good Gardaí, who are frustrated at the system and how the system works, and that's understandable. But there's also the other side where the Gardaí are, you know, not exactly on the straight and narrow. And the Longford Leader.ie had an article in there saying Garda pleads guilty to making false statements. A former Gardaí pleaded guilty to making false statements during last week's sitting in Tullamore District Court. Before the court was David Rooney, 14, of Ballylee, County Roscommon, and he was charged with two counts of Section 25 of Theft and Fraud Act, and with two counts of attempting to pervert the course of justice in relation to false statements of withdrawal. The defending sister, Donald Fairley, said his client is 27 years of age and is a single man. He greatly regrets this incident. During the time when this incident occurred, he was depressed. He couldn't cope with the job of being a guard. He found it too stressful. The pressure didn't suit him. Thankfully, since leaving the guards, he has found more conducive employment and is happier. He was a very good sportsman in Roscommon. Members of his family are here today. Mr. Farley pointed out that the false statements which were withdrawn under Garda Rooney's supervision were statements made by two complainants, and the complainants had actually wished that their statements of complaint be withdrawn. Judge Catherine Staines imposed the Probation Act. You know, at the end of the day, whether it's stress or not, Why did he do it? Why did he make false statements which could affect other people? You know, you're going to affect somebody's life by lying. And then people could be fined or else go to jail because of your lies. There's kind of too much of that going on. How many guards have committed perjury in court? You know, gone are the days where you trust a guard. And I think that it's being recognised now more and more that you just don't take the word of a guard because they do lie. And they have done in the past. And there's a number of people that you could speak to, like Stephen Manning, who will give you first-hand experience of that information. And we might do that. I might get Stephen on and talk about it. The Irish Mirror, talked about Neffet. And it said, Neffet warns of three-week lockdown after Christmas if cases rise to 400 per day. Now, we talked about this on the show, about the cases and about the PCR test. They're told to only run it up to an amplification of 35, but they run it up to 40 and 45, and they pick up everything with between 40 and 45. So there's no surprise they're finding cases, because that's what they want to do. They have to find the cases to frighten people and then put the fear of God on them and then push the vaccines. That's what seems to be the plan of the day. In a letter to government last week, Neffet claimed that it would be possible to suppress the spread of the virus with a 21-day intervention. Ireland could return to lockdown for 3 weeks if cases spike to over 400 per day over Christmas. Well, if people stop getting tested because the PCR test is not fit for purpose, then there won't be any cases. And then that means the lockdown won't need to happen. So maybe people should stop getting the test done. The National Public Health Emergency Team has warned government that a major increase in socialisation could see 450 infection cases daily being diagnosed before the end of the month. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he does not anticipate new restrictions before the festival period, and added that this guide threshold figure was very arbitrary. In a letter to government last week, Neffet claimed that it would be possible to suppress the spread of the virus within a 21-day intervention, but only if it begins as cases numbers near 400 a day. Stop getting tested. The PCR test is null and void. A court in Portugal, I believe, has thrown out the PCR test. And even the guy who invented the PCR test said it's been misused. It's not used for coronaviruses. You don't use it for that. So I don't know why they keep doing it. And why people still queue up to get tested. You know, how long have we been? March really started, the lockdowns, March. And, you know, we're here in December now. And I don't know anybody personally who's had the coronavirus. I don't know about the listeners who are tuning into the show, but I personally don't know anybody who got the coronavirus. And even if they did get something, or maybe had a sore throat or something, they definitely didn't go to the doctor or go to the hospital. But I don't know anybody. I mean, do people know people who've got it? You know, I don't know. This false positive thing is just nuts. Anyway, things that happened during the week. Let's go through that. During the week, I met a friend of mine in a local hotel in Kells. I was geared up for the Inquisition for not wearing a mask and also the app tracing, i.e. thinking about the funky name I would use for the app tracing. But I was pleasantly surprised that nothing happened. I walked in, met my friend, sat down and had a good evening of chat without any issues about wearing a mask, i.e. walking from the table to the toilet or any staff member coming over asking for my name and number. Now, some people are very quick to send off an email of complaint, but rarely do people send an email off of thanks. So when I got home, I sent the hotel a thank you email for respecting my privacy and told them that I will be back to give them more of my business as long as it stays that way. This is what we need to be doing also. Compliment companies that respect their privacy and do not hassle us about mask wearing and app tracing. And I think that is important for them to realise that, oh, okay, we're going to get more business in if you don't start bothering people. Now, They did have a box in reception in the hotel where you can volunteer your name and you can put your name in the box and then you can walk out of the hotel. But you don't actually have to do it. And nobody's coming up and asking for your name or number. And nobody's saying, you should wear a mask if you're just walking to the toilet and back, which is great. And now, that was a normal thing. I mean, I used to, I normally meet this friend in the same place. And before, we haven't met each other for a long time. And last year, we would have met up in the hotel. And what was normal is now seen to be, you know, you're lucky if you can do it without nobody hassling you, which is just mad. It really is just mad. But yeah, we just met up, had a, you know, coffees and everything else as if it was just normal, which is the way it should be. So an email of thanking the actual hotel was sent off. And I think we should all do that. Compliment the businesses that don't buy into this COVID rubbish with the mask wearing and everything else. And then they'll realise, actually, you know what? It's more important that we have our business and our business survives rather than following these bloody guidelines from the government. So the next thing is our government are so bad and incompetent, they have even pissed off the church. And I don't, you know, swear, but they really have pissed off the church. I watched a video of a load of priests carrying out an exorcism outside Dáil Éireann. Now, you know things are bad if the church is outside Dáil Éireann doing exorcism. How bad is that? I was just waiting on Father Jack from the TV show Father Ted to pop up and say, it's an ecumenical matter. As he used to say in the show. I don't know. That's brilliant. I couldn't write that in a script. A whole load of priests and all the garb and everything else swinging the stuff and, you know, the whole incense and the whole lot, you know, doing an exorcism outside the door. Fair play to the old Catholic Church. that was great to see. And now, here's the other thing as well. And I don't know, again, if the listeners, if this is affecting the listeners as well. You can let me know in the chat room, either on People's Internet Radio or on the Circle of White Light chat room. But I don't know whether I've upset a load of family members and friends, but there's definitely a lack of Christmas cards that have come through the post. And I don't know whether people are paranoid regarding the virus being on the card, so they're not sending them. So I don't know. I would normally say answers on a postcard, but hang on a minute. You can't do that because the virus might be on the postcard. So I don't know. How is your Christmas card collection going at the moment? I mean, have you got the same amount of cards that you normally get every year, or have your Christmas cards gone down because people are paranoid over, you know, the whole virus thing? I sent out the cards and I normally send out every year. You know, I've just sent them out. That's it. Job done. So, I don't know. Maybe they're getting paranoid. Okay, so I'm going to bring my guest in. And Becky has been on the show before, as I say, a few months ago. And we had a great chat about everything that's going on. And there's so many things that are happening now and speeding up as well. Time is speeding up that, you know, it's good to get a regular update of, you know, what's going on. So Becky is a healer and investigator on how the matrix works against us. Becky has also discovered how consciousness works and how we create our own reality through our own consciousness and how that is being interfered with and how we can gain our own individual reality back. Good evening, Becky. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Alan. Good evening. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I was just going to ask you, before we get into it, how's your Christmas cards? Have you noticed the difference with your Christmas cards coming in?
Oh, well, I'm in Sweden and I'm, so we came over this year, so I don't really know many people. So we've got no Christmas cards.
Ah, no.
No Christmas.
We'll have to send you one. Now as you said, you're in Sweden, and we've heard a lot about Sweden and about the COVID and the virus and what's going on over there. And sometimes people hear it third hand. So as you're over there and you're experiencing what's going on, tell us what's happening over there regarding the virus.
Well, compared to the UK, you wouldn't think there was a virus. There's no mask wearing, there's the schools not being affected, all the businesses, there's sort of no paranoia. There is restrictions on large gatherings, but compared to the UK, when I was back at the UK, I mean, it's like in your face all the time, isn't it? And people are very paranoid and frightened and everyone's wearing a mask or a huge percentage. But here it's just completely, you wouldn't know. So if you would just... you wouldn't know about a virus. But I mean, it may be on the news, but obviously a lot of the fear mongering is from the news. But obviously people are not reacting here if it is on the news here.
Okay, so does it just a little bit of the social distancing, what you said before the show, but that's really it?
Yeah, yeah. There's no, you know, you go to the, I remember when I was back in the UK and they had like big barriers up when you're paying customers, you know, a paying customer, and none of that. They've just asked to, you know, to be 2 feet apart. That's it. But the, no, yeah, I mean, other than that, I saw people wearing masks when I was at the airport and that was about it. So, which is lovely. So you can just go in, get on a train. There's no fuss. You can go into a cafe. You don't need to wear masks or anything like that. It's a much nicer, calm atmosphere.
And there's no,
to when I was in the UK.
And there's no queuing outside shops or anything like that, is there?
No.
No.
No, none at all. No.
Okay. So, sanity prevails in Sweden. What about, well, it's great, because there's another lady that I know who's a Facebook friend, that her family are over there in Sweden at the moment. They were in Ireland, but they're over there now for a period of time because the husband is working over there. And she said exactly what you said. The children are going out, they're in a school over there, and they're just doing, getting on and doing what they need to do. And there's no issues there. What is there any news in Sweden regarding the vaccine? Has the government over there, or have the politicians said anything about rolling out the vaccine in Sweden?
Not that I've heard of, but I don't listen to the media. But even my partner Toto, who does, hasn't mentioned anything. And from the investigations that I've done, England's like the first place, but it's, from what I see, it's not going to work. People are not going to accept it. Now, they're going to put up fake news actors receiving the vaccine, and the small amount of people that do receive it. Now, what I did also, Alan, before I say, this vaccine, one, it's a money thing, but it's also to do with the mentality that your health, keeping healthy is not in your control. This is up to a company to keep you healthy, that you don't have charge over your physical body to keep yourself healthy, when in reality our illnesses that we have everything to do with our emotional and mental state that we're in. And we actually create our own illnesses through carrying trauma, or the way we way our consciousness works. So actually, illnesses that we have, majority of the time, are due to the fact of our mental and emotional state. So for instance, like the virus and everything that's going on at the moment. Now, we also can have illnesses through the belief structures that we have. So this is why they bombard you every day. This is going to give you cancer, or there's a virus. This, because if we believe it enough, we can also create through beliefs and fears. And they don't want us to discover how powerful we are, for one. And also, they want us to give our power away. And when we go to a doctor and go, oh, okay, you know, I need you to keep myself healthy, when in actual fact, we keep ourselves healthy through our mental and emotional well-being. And they don't want us to discover that, and they need that control. Mm. They need that belief structure where we keep giving our power away. And what I saw with this vaccine is that there would be like 10% that would have an actual, who would take it, 10% would have, it wouldn't go down well, their body would affect straight away through reactions that wouldn't be very good. But the rest, the reaction, the negative reaction would happen a few years later, and I saw a shrinkage of the brain. And then they would develop chronic conditions or get ill, but they wouldn't link it to the vaccine because it was so far ago, and just think, oh, I've just got sick. So the vaccine in itself is actually a poison. It's not there to keep us healthy. It's actually the opposite.
Yeah. And what people need to do is they need to check the ingredients of the vaccine. We give too much control to the doctor, and the doctor is only given his opinion when you go in and speak to him anyway. And if they're getting paid. I don't know whether they are, which country, how it works, but sometimes in the past, I think, where vaccines are given out, there's an actual payment being made for every vaccine that's being pushed out. Plus, the vaccines have a date, a sell-by date on the vaccine. So they have to push the vaccines, and they have to keep pushing them, because when it passes that sell-by date, they can't be injecting people with that because it's out of date. So there's a limited time, a window that they need to push it out. But I would say to people, look, you know, I don't care how well you get on with your doctor or how nice your doctor is. At the end of the day, he's there to do a job, and he's kind of dictated to by the medical board. And if they're told to, look, you're going to roll out the vaccine and this is it, otherwise you lose your license or whatever threat they might go under if they refuse to do it, you have to take your own health into account. You have to ask them for the pill, which is the public information leaflet, and not the one from the HSC or the local health authority, because they normally give you a cut down version. Make sure you get the public information leaflet from the manufacturer and check out what's the ingredients or what's in it and any side effects that they list as well. Now, obviously, there's a lot of talk about doing the mandatory vaccines in the UK. I think it started over there, and they have shipped them now over here to Ireland, and they're talking about it. They're even talking about, you know, saying about companies saying to the staff, well, you have to have a vaccine or you won't be able to work. I mean, I just think, I did read out an article there, I think last week, about they're really going to be putting themselves into trouble if they start pushing that on people regarding mandatory vaccines, where your job says you have to do it. Now, I know some companies did it with the actual PCR testing and said, if you don't get tested, you can't come in and you can't work, which is wrong also, because who wants to have that thing stuck up your nose? No, thank you very much. But it's good to see just a bit of common sense over in Sweden anyway, Becky.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And I do see humanity, because even the people that aren't awake, the amount that they've rushed this through, they're desperate to keep this control. And that is, you can see that. So it's going to wake more people up, where they're being forced to put chemicals in their body. I mean, it will help wake more people up. And, you know, it's, I was speaking to a person today, and they had headaches and really pain on the right side of the brain. And when I went and looked, it was all mercury, splots of mercury on that side. And they had gender, you know, transfer of gender and stuff a few years ago. So she was living on, or he was living on these injections, and it caused anger, irritation. And so the medications that people are taking, not just this vaccine, but other stuff, and I suppose it's down to also immunizations and the stuff that's going into our bodies, have an effect on our bodies that isn't good. And so people need to take responsibility, or just read up about what you're basically saying and educate themselves and then make an informed decision and not go into the fear of things and, and just educate themselves, because you'll probably find that they'll make a very different position.
Different
decision.
Well, we know there's an agenda behind it. And this is the problem with a lot of people who are not aware of the agenda. They look at one part of the jigsaw and they form an opinion and they go, oh, well, you need the vaccine because of the virus. And they've no concept of the who's behind it, why they're pushing the vaccine. And the global elite and what's going on with them. They don't have any concept of that whatsoever. All they kind of focus on is, oh, well, you have to have a vaccine because the virus has gone around. And it seems there's a lack of ability of critical thinking to say, okay, well, I want to look into this. You know, and I see it on Facebook and social media all the time, where I say it to people, look, logic has to apply. you know, if you are have two sides of the argument, you have to look at two sides and then make your mind up from there. But if you're just listening to one side of the argument and then you're forming your opinion on just one side, then how valid is your opinion going to be based on just one side of the argument? You have to look at both sides and then you'll have more of a valid opinion. Now, to me, that's logic. Forget about vaccines. It doesn't matter what the subject is. It doesn't matter, you know, if you have two kids and something breaks in the front room and you walk in and the two kids are blaming each other. You find out, you know, the story from the two kids and then you form an opinion based on that. You just don't listen to one kid and say, okay, I'm going to take your opinion and I'll ignore the other child and that's it. That's my, it's just not logical to, so forming an opinion and listen to both sides of the story. But the amount of people that have so this kind of blatant trust, oh, it's the government, you know, you have to trust the government, you have to trust the doctors. So I normally say, and I've said on the show before, I just say to people, do you trust your government 100%? Yes or no? No ifs, buts or anything. Very straightforward. Do you trust your government? Yes or no? And the majority of the people I've said that to said no. And I said, well, if you don't trust your government, if you have doubts that you don't trust your government, then why are you believing everything they're saying now?
Mm. Yeah. It's that, you know, people, when, if you look at the media and how they work, and they like to put people in fear. And when people go into fear, they go into their mind. And the mind has been programmed. It's got structures, and especially, you know, religion, it's there too. We look up to that individual, and individuals are way more powerful, way more knowledgeable than us. But actually, if we come out of fear and go into our hearts, it's far more wise and understanding of what's going on, that then we don't go into the fear, we don't go into the programs that they've programmed us and the structures of the religion and everything like that. And it's far more easier to come make decisions that are best for oneself rather than going with like what they want us to do.
Mm. Yeah, people have to question what they're being told. Again, you just have to use logic. But the trouble is, they know about the fear programming because your prefrontal cortex is your logical mind. But if you're in fear, that gets switched off. And they know that. So by keeping people and pushing the fear, and the cases are coming in and da-di-da and the police are this, people are in fear all the time. They can't use that logical side of their mind or their brain because of the fear. And maybe, you know, the listeners and maybe everybody who listens to the show should be explaining more of the science and the psychology rather than the subject matter. Like, you know, people know about the fluid belief system. But Becky, tell us, we are in a very important time at the moment, and there's been a lot going on. Now, I will say, folks, Becky is very tuned in to a lot of things that are going on. She actually talks about things on her YouTube channel that most people aren't aware of. And I was pleasantly surprised with some of the information that Becky has talked about on her YouTube channel. One thing was the Watchers. But so Becky is very well tuned in on what's going on. So we are in a very critical time at the moment because we know we have the 21st of December and we have the alignment of the planets that's coming on and there's big energy shifts happening. Now, I'm not going to get stuck in a date. I said that before and I'll say it again. But Becky, you know, we are in this magical time, people would say, because it's the time of change. We're going into, you know, after the winter solstice, it's the age of Aquarius and, you know, things are going to be changing. What have you been picking up regarding these changes that are going on?
Okay, so we live on a planet, Gaia, which is pure female energy. And with all of us, our heart consciousness they've tried to suppress now, and they've also tried to suppress Gaia. And what I'm hoping and expecting to happen is that the rise basically of female energy, and Gaia takes back her power, which will then empower the universal energies. So she'll be able to ground and protect her more. But what that will do is give all of consciousness that's attached to Gaia more protection in the base, because that's where they attack us. So there's a huge, basically, there's a huge war going on to keep the suppression of the female consciousness down. And the reason they want that is because they can control the masculine energy. But the female consciousness is the power. It's the one that actually allows an individual to really create the reality that they want to create and come out of the programming that the brain, the masculine, has been under. So there is a fight over individually, each individual, to on a mass scale. So the planets, from my understanding, that Gaia has is, you know, awake, but she's going to bloom, from my understanding. And there is the 21st of December. I don't know if it's going to happen on the 21st of December. I think that is like the 2012, you know, the 2012, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
But it's been gradually happening, this balance, and trying to gain balance on a mass scale between masculine and feminine energy. Now, we live in a mass consciousness with all the planets in, and the planets are like brothers and sisters, and around that is universal energies. And they've got all be in balance, not just us, but the beings on other planets can gain the benefit of that. Now, there are beings outside of this universe that live in other universes, one as the Watchers, that don't want that. They've been using us, the Watchers, that came across the Watchers, I don't know, many months ago. And how they presented themselves was very kind, and they started to show me they've locked us into this computer system. They brought in the blue DNA, AI DNA. They brought in satanic, all the Satanists. They basically, their gods are the Watchers, from what I can understand. And then there's another universe that's also infiltrated. They can't get in, but they can attack us like a science experiment. And they're desperate to keep control over us, to keep control over the universe that we're in. And so there's a big war going on at present. And it does feel like, because I'm knackered,
okay.
And I'm sure there's lots of people that are working quite high up that are tired too, but it does feel like there's the final war that's taking place. And we're seeing that in our reality at the moment. We're trying to get rid, you know, the deceit, the manipulation, the abuse that's taking place, and people are actually seeing that. Well, that's we have that in this reality because that's how what they've been doing to us. But it's, and we're trying to gain, you know, the planets and universal energy is trying to stop that so we can live in peace.
Definitely. Do you think does a time scale to this? Because I have a feeling there is, because of the push with the vaccine. Because what's in the vaccine, apparently, I'm saying allegedly, because this is what's being put out there. And so I'm happy to change what I say if this is wrong. But you know, there's somebody actually showed the vaccine box, and looked at the ingredients and looked up what the ingredients meant, because they're all words that people wouldn't understand, and it was kind of a human fetus was one of the definitions, and there's other little things in it as well, got to do with tech. And we heard about this before. We heard about them wanting to track us. So I maybe they have this rush to get in, because vaccines normally take about 10 years to develop. And they have it. They had it kind of within 6 months, if not sooner. And it seems to be a big push on now, more so than ever. Quick, get in, get it out there, get them injected. Because if they get injected, then we'll be able to control them, and we'll be able to do what we can with them. And I know one of the people that were one of the test subjects for the vaccine said that they lost their connection to God after being injected. Now, I'm not sure what they mean by that, but obviously if it is affecting them in a way that they lose their spirituality in some way, or some kind of connection that they feel that they had, then obviously that's quite serious. Personally speaking, and this is just my opinion, folks, you know, I have no interest in taking any vaccine whatsoever, you know, and that's just how I see it. Other people might be different, but I do think they are pushing and trying to speed things up, because maybe there is a finite time that if we don't, and maybe the 24th is the date, maybe it's not about energy and stuff like that, maybe there's just something that says that if they don't get them in by a certain date, maybe 24th, maybe the end of January, God knows what, but maybe there is a particular time that they say if they don't get the vaccines in by a certain amount of time, they've lost the game, and that's why there's a massive push on. I don't know if you've come across that, Becky.
Well, I don't think massive. Actually, I don't see positive changes until around March in this reality.
Okay.
I see actually the pinnacle, like Christmas, is going to be quite like the war is going to be raging kind of thing. Mm. But there is a race, because they are losing power, and that power they don't want to lose. You know, it's there. They've been living on that power for a very long, long, long time. And they're desperate to hang on. And they're scared, because it's not going the way it wants to go. I mean, if it was going the way it wants to go, everything with that vaccine would be rolled out and everyone would be vaccinated. And like, but that's not happening. People aren't buying it, and they don't want that. You know, they want to keep in control. But it's not happening, and that's happening on a large scale as well outside. So whatever goes on out there, it's kind of reflected in here. So they're desperate. They are desperate. So it's they're desperate because they are losing control.
Yeah, and we know that, and it's so blatantly obvious with all the fact checking on Facebook and social media, Google and everything else. Every time, you know, even if you put a basic article up, it gets fact checked and shuts down. It gets shut down straight away. So they are getting so desperate. And obviously what they're reporting on the mainstream media is not the truth as well. Or they're saying things that are, maybe they're embellishing stories and stuff like that. They're not telling the truth. They're telling, you know, the media is supposed to be impartial, and they're supposed to report the news, not make the news. And that's the problem, is that they are obviously, you know, controlled. The media is controlled. I think there's 6 media companies in the world, and they're all controlled. And this is the problem. So this is why you need to listen to alt media and do your own research and check out what's going on and get a full rounded view of what's happening. March next year. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think that we will, looking back in time, we will look back at 2020 as the catalyst for change, for, you know, for everybody kind of beginning to wake up, or, you know, the 2020 vision and seeing things. And, you know, I was told that, you know, if for the next 10 years, it'll start off obviously what we're going through now, but it gradually get better and better as time goes on. There's a lot of talk about the solar flare, or this energy coming from the central sun. And we briefly kind of touched base on it before the interview. You haven't come across anything about that as such in what you've seen?
No, I haven't. You know, I do a question and answer session every 2 weeks on my Patreon page, and no one's asked me that question, so I haven't done a journey on that. But I haven't seen anything about that. So, yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. I just want to mention, because I know people would say, can you ask Becky about the solar flare? There's talk on the internet about that, or about something taking place in energy or wave or bright sun. And, you know, so it's worthwhile saying it. These megaliths that have been found around the planet. Now, I've been given some information about them, but I'll just get your take on, Becky, if you've heard anything about them.
No, I haven't heard of those either.
Oh, you haven't heard of? Okay.
No. So, no,
well, you know about them, don't you?
No.
Have you not? Oh, okay.
No.
No, okay.
What are they?
Basically, these megaliths, these are like metal triangular poles that have been found in various countries around the world. Now, there have been a few fake ones being put in. The one in Utah was real. And I've been told that there are more around the actual world, but now they've now been cloaked, because the one in Utah shouldn't have been found, but it was found. So now what they're going to do is cloak the megaliths. And basically what they're for is to balance the planet for when these waves of energy come in. So there's something for your Q&A in 2 weeks' time. You can ask them.
I'll have to do a journey on that one. I mean, the female and the male energy within one person doesn't need any instruments to balance out. It will naturally find balance through the communication and understanding of one another. That's on an individual level. You don't need technology or anything involved in that.
Yeah.
It will naturally happen. The reason it doesn't happen is due down to trauma, beliefs, or, you know, and it's going through that and understanding that. It doesn't actually need, you know, when I work with individuals, you never put technology in. So I can't see on a mass scale why a female, why Earth and universal energy would need technology, if that is what this is, to help balance. That is, that alarm bells go off.
Yeah, well, this is what I've been told. You know, energy frequencies coming in. We'll find out soon enough. I know that there's been a few being put around which are not, original or from the actual source that the Utah one came from. And I had kind of said in joking, is this Banksy going around and doing this like he does the paintings? It's him actually doing and putting them around, traveling around the world and sticking them in. But, some people have actually found it quite funny, because I've seen a photo of, like, home base, and he had that whole stack of them in the discount part, you know, where, you know, somebody did obviously a Photoshop on them. It's quite interesting. So, okay, so you're not wearing the megaliths. That's fine. If you Google them, they're all over the internet. Maybe you didn't see them on the social media feed, but people are just reporting, seeing them and come across them in different countries. So it'd be good if you tune in to see what they tell you, what they are. Now, you do tune into the Matrix and you do kind of travel around. Is there anything of interest that you've come across since we've last spoken to you that, it's worthwhile talking about, to say, well, this has happened and that's happened and this is going on?
Yeah. Okay. So each planet has been in a matrix system. It's like a machine. That's run on fears, traumatized consciousness, because traumatized consciousness condense and then it's a conductor of electricity. Well, those matrices around each planet is not working. So the satanic stuff is really slowed right down. When I traveled out, so that you've got the Watchers that live in another universe, and then you've got another universe that's infiltrated us as well. And what I've just recently discovered is that there's a complete mesh. So imagine our universe, and at the edge of our universe is technology. It's like a mesh. It's like chicken wire. And what this does, it places, it works with our belief structures and locks us down into, travels through our consciousness. And when it travels through our consciousness into the male light body, it gets programmed. We program it with a belief that one has. And then that goes on to, gets manifested onto the physical brain and locks the brain down into a belief structure. So, I've just recently discovered that, which all needs to come off all of consciousness. So if there's other workers out there, this needs to be brought down, because it basically locks the male universal energy in and makes it, on a mass scale and on individuals, into a mind, a belief structure, and doesn't allow the female energy to overtake, like, balance with the male. So it's like people are trying to break out. The female energy is trying to break out and become free. Gaia is. But there's what keeps us locked down individually and is belief structures that one has, that we've been programmed to do. And they're using technology to keep these belief structures in place. So there's, like, generally when I look at people individually, there's a war going on between their heart and their mind. And generally, individually, the mind is more dominant than the female energy. Mm. And that needs to be way more balanced. In order to be free, the heart needs to be free. So, and they've used technology against us. So this doesn't happen, because naturally consciousness is always trying to find balance. We just naturally do it. But there's technology involved in to keep the male energy more dominant. So we go with the mind rather than with the heart.
And we need to do that.
What I've discovered, so basically each planet had a matrix around it. Those matrixes is fallen, but there's a bigger matrix, the original matrix, from the Watchers and another group. This group of beings actually, they're very tech, they're very technology, they're very high in technology, but they look like human beings. So it's just, I only discovered them the other day. But they basically, you could get rid of all your trauma and they basically pluck you out and fill you with more trauma. So you're always like on the constant trying to get rid of your trauma. So it's really nasty stuff. But they will lose the fight, Alan.
So can they affect us on an individual basis?
Yeah.
So they can individuals.
Now this universe that I discovered the other day, because I was working on a gentleman and he was connected to them, and when I asked the question, well, how many people are they affecting, and it wasn't a lot, it was 5,000 they were directly working on, but the mesh that they seem to be responsible for affects us all.
Keep us into a
mindset.
And is there any way we can take this mesh down? How do we take it down?
Well, this mesh, so healers like that and individuals, it seems to always plant on the brain, on the back of the brain. So it comes actually into the physical. We manifest this in individually, and it locks a certain thought pattern into us. So it's actually removing it with the intention to remove it. So I've only just started to discover these sort of things. I've just started to remove this mesh, but. Yeah, the real step is to get this whole mesh off the, so it's basically communicating that throughout, you know, to Gaia, to all the planets, what's going on, because, see what happens, because it all needs to come off.
Okay.
The whole of you. Yeah.
And are they trying to, when you take something down or remove something, do they try and put it back and build it back in, or what happens? Is there a way that when you take it away that they can't manipulate or change it or put it back, or, you know, how does it work?
With this mesh, it's a bit different. With technology, so you get implants, so I pull a lot of implants out of people. Now, implants work on the belief structure that person has. So taking the implant is one level, but actually you need to go down and break down the belief, the negative belief that person has, or the perception that person has of oneself, or of, you know, male or female energy. Once that belief structure is down, the implant won't come back, and they need trauma to place. Trauma needs to be in the consciousness for them in order to get things in. So trauma is like the gateway to them. So it's like, remove the implant and work on the trauma and break that down. And then they use trauma to put us into more programming, which then gets, you know, so they can manipulate our behavior. So it's breaking down negative beliefs one has about themselves or about, you know, and generally our beliefs are created in childhood. We create beliefs about the female, about the male, energy. For instance, if someone's got issues with their parents, then they've got issues with their own male or female energy. So, the more peace that we have in our lives, the more, compassion and love we have for oneself, it's harder for them to break in, basically. Yeah. But what I'm seeing, what's going to happen with this whole rise of female energy and consciousness and everything like that, is that when this happens and Gaia blooms and she's able to transfer her energy over to male energy where he can actually protect and ground, this will bring in a huge amount of protection for people on Earth. Massive. So they will generally just start to feel better. There'll be less, they won't be able to attack. I mean, basically at the moment, they're attacking Gaia through universal energies. And that's, so the energy that's supposed to be protecting her is actually, is unable to protect her. And therefore we're more vulnerable as a race.
So
we're connected to Gaia.
Okay. So, I mean, I totally agree. We need to be in more the heart than the head. What happens if Gaia successfully gets defended by the male energy? Do these watchers go off and try and affect another planet, or they lose and what happens to them?
I don't care. I don't know. But yeah, I hope they don't do it to anybody else. I know this is the fourth time for them, the fourth experiment is what they told me in the past. But yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know their story. And when I first met them, so it was like, oh my God, they're like giants. And then they told me they don't have any female consciousness in their reality. And then there was like, they would experiment on us to see if they can, well, to understand the female consciousness and what it's about. And then the other side of the Watchers wanted to bring in technology. So we lose the female consciousness and then get overtaken by technology. So they've been warring with themselves and what they do with us. As far as I know, this is the fourth time. Each third of the three experiments that they've done failed in their eyes, and this is the fourth one. So there seem to be a group of the Watchers that were helping, but I don't trust any of them.
Did they create us, Becky?
No. We were a very beautiful universe prior to. Okay, so from what I understand so far, Gaia Earth was the most beautiful planet. She is the heart of this universe. Mm. You know, if Gaia dies, then all the planets die. She is the heart. Like, you know, individually in our bodies, if our heart goes, then we're a goner. And that's the same with all the planet in this universe with Gaia. It's the same. And the people on Earth, the beings on Earth, there was a oneness within. So our consciousness wasn't split. At the moment, there's male and female consciousness within our bodies. But because of the splitting of the consciousness, they don't work together. There should be one within us, but they're not. And because this lack of oneness, realities become quite dense, and then it's easily more programmed. And from what I can understand, this other universe came along with the Watchers in, and started to pluck consciousness from other planets and place other consciousness in it. So, for instance, when looking at Queen Elizabeth. She originally was an original, a consciousness just like us, but she lived on a different planet. She was less evolved as such, but she was still consciousness. And the Watchers plucked her, placed spider consciousness in her, and placed a fake DNA, a blue DNA in her, and then placed her on Gaia to rule. And she's had to fight ever since to keep the ruling because she's been in a fight with Gaia on the planet. And that seems what they basically plucked consciousness out, experimented on them, and brought loads of crap into our universe. The satanic stuff, the AI, the implants, the black magic. They haven't been our friends whatsoever. But before that, we were beautiful, and that's where we need to go back to, where we are one within ourselves, with no black magic, no manipulation, no abuse. that's happening to us. And that's where I see us going. I mean, I don't see it tomorrow, but I do see us going back to a reality where we are one within, where the reality comes less dense. We become more like light beings than physical beings. When people are in their hearts, they look at reality through their hearts, and life becomes very beautiful. But most people are dominated by the mind, so it's far more less beauty in the male side.
Oh, go ahead.
So what I'm seeing is that they're with Earth. Also, what I'm seeing is that there's two timelines taking place, like two realities as such. And there's people that's going to go on the fear side and you know, choose to be controlled, manipulated and abused. And there's people are going to go on, no, I want my freedom, and I want to stay connected to my heart. And there's others not. They're going to choose technology. You know, I've come across people that have chosen to implant technology in them to gain psychic skills, to gain, keep their bodies supposedly healthy and stuff through technology. But we can do that ourselves with our own consciousness.
Yeah.
So anyway, that Gaia is going to basically keep the people that stay connected to her, and the rest will basically leave. So it's like two realities taking place, the splitting of reality.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, because there's a lot of talk about the polarization, and I had a guest on there, Laura Whitward, and she talks about the polarization, and she said it's like a pimple about to burst, and these two frequencies, these two types of people will just get to the stage where it'll just get harder and harder and harder, and all of a sudden it'll just go pop, and then that'll be the polarization, that'll be the separation, as you said. There'll be a split. Where will these people go? Will they just die off, or what will happen?
No, it's quite interesting. So it's like, I see it like a TV screen, and it splits. Now, the people that are on one side that choose to stay in the manipulated, abused reality won't be, right, so for instance, the people that choose to go with their hearts and stay with Gaia, and they will see the abused reality and the manipulated reality, but it won't affect them as such. And then as it goes on, these people will just, like, these two realities will go so far apart that it just disappear. Like, people just forget one another. It's just they'd like, but I don't, to be honest, Alan, I don't know how it's going to, people would choose to, a lot of people, there's the death rate in, I've heard over Christmas, I know the death rate is usually high over Christmas anyway, but it's going to be quite high over Christmas, that people are going to blame the virus, but lots of people are choosing to leave at this time, because it's like the end of an era, and there's a new beginning to something else. And there's people like, okay, I'm leaving, I'm going to come back and start fresh.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go over to the transfer. So the death rate I've seen is going to be high. I think people are going to choose to leave, to people want to stay in the dark reality to learn lessons and understand it more. There's no judgment. It's just the way, it's a choice.
Okay.
It's a choice of that individual.
Mm.
Because it's hard to wake up. It's not easy. You have to look at yourself. You have to look at all the crap programming, the negative, sorry for swearing, Alan, the negative belief structures that one has, the, you know, all that sort of stuff. You have to look at that and start to break that down. Mm. And that's not easy, because then you have to take responsibility for oneself. And that's the whole thing, is taking responsibility for your own individual reality. And once people learn that, it's like, actually, this is my health is my responsibility. My emotions is my responsibility. How I perceive reality is my responsibility.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we have Becky back. Good evening, yay. Becky. What happened? Tell us
good
what happened.
Good evening.
What happened?
Yeah, sorry, the internet. Gremlins in the works.
Gremlins in that. Now, would it be their gremlins? Would it be them having a play with your internet, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't go there. You'd end up really paranoid.
Okay.
Yeah, I help people get that paranoid.
Okay.
I don't think about it.
Okay, no worries. Well, as you say, you were on a roll, and obviously it sounded great, but we couldn't hear the audio. So let's take it from where we left it, which was you were talking about the people moving on. You said you'll get to the stage where people will actually move on. So take it from there then.
Yeah. So what I've seen at Christmas time be a pinnacle point of people leaving, which is generally, I think, the death rate anyway for people, you know, around Christmas time, it kind of spikes. But I think this, from what I've seen, it's going to be more unusual, and people, you know, the governments are going to blame it on COVID. But this is, it's like the end of a reality and a start of a new one. And there's going to be, from what I can see, a splitting of reality. And the people that stay are the people that want one side of reality is that people will want to stay connected to Gaia, stay connected to their hearts, take responsibility for their reality, break down belief structures. And then there's other people that want to stay in the abused, manipulated reality, and that will be on the other side. And to experience that, to learn lessons, whatever it is, but those people won't eventually, they will fall from Gaia as well. They won't stay on Gaia. Gaia will keep the ones that are connected to the hearts and that want to take, consciously evolve.
Okay.
And come away from the abuse and manipulation and control that's been part of our reality for so long.
Okay. Now, I have heard, now, I don't know whether you can confirm this, but I have heard what's happening as well is that organic souls are coming in to take the place of the synthetic souls, because you can't just have a mass amount of people going in one period of time. That would be just like too much. But so, and then people be saying, well, hang on, we need people to, you know, run the businesses and the machines and the buses and all that kind of stuff. So what I've heard is that there organic souls coming in to take the place of the synthetic souls that are here. And they're already pre-tuned, they're all wired in, they know what's gonna happen and what they have to do. And people have already noticed that there's a change in certain people, where people would be on a certain narrative, all of a sudden they're changing the narrative and they're erring on the side of the right side. And people have said they've come across that. So if that's true, that will explain why there won't be so much, loads of people dying off and going over the source or whatever. There'll be changes taking place, and you might find people around you who are so, you know, staunch government or staunch vaccine, all of a sudden they're changing and coming over to the right side.
Oh, wow. I hadn't heard of that. So that would be amazing if that was take place. I know, like, the population, isn't it? It's like they say, like 7-8 billion, and virtually had that it's actually like a quarter of that, and a lot of the people here are just holograms.
That's right.
Projections. Yeah. So I assume all that, it's not like people like mass death like that. It's just the holograms get turned off. So yeah, but I don't know how it's going to play out, and it's quite exciting.
Well, we're in this crucial time. Well, there was three questions that I am on the chat room. I wanted to ask you because there's a couple of them. One was Liam wanted to know about what's in the vaccine that needs to be stored at -70. Good question, I said to Liam. But the ones for you really was for Becky. Does she have any info on timelines?
Not that I dealt with times individually, you can create different timelines for yourself. So on an individual level, so I've looked at people, and you know, you can choose your masculine energy will choose, okay, well, if I create this and this and this, how it's going to pan out. So you can jump from one timeline individually, but from Gaia, the timeline, the one, you know, mass consciousness, and but I'm seeing two timelines, and that's the choice that people either want to take responsibility or not, and stay in a world that they're, you know, there's manipulation and abuse. So at the moment, but I have heard, not that I've experienced it or done it with travels, that there was many, many timelines and they all broke down many years ago. So that's all I really know, I'm afraid, on that.
I think the timeline would be the polarization of you either stay with Gaia or else you go off and you become one of the vaccine mask wearing people. And, you know, you have to make the choice that you want to do from there. Maybe just they're the two timelines, and they're the frequency polarization that we're going to come across that other people are talking about, maybe. Joan wants to know, does Becky see any hope in general for people in light of vaccinations being rolled out?
Well, yeah, so on journeys that I've seen, is that there's going to be such a fuss in the UK about this vaccine, and it's not going to work. People are not going to take it, and a small amount of people do, but there's going to be a big pushback actually from the medical industry in the UK. But they're trying to, this vaccine, you know, it's like threatening over every country at the moment, but it's just not going to hit the ground. It's not going to kick off. People are refusing it, and this is on a mass scale. It's collectively people have refused it already.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't see this being mandatory and people having to, you know, forced to be taken, because I just don't see it working from what I see now. The stuff that I see in future, it is future stuff, so it's never guaranteed. Things can change, but still, you know, I'm still seeing at the moment that this vaccine is not going to be successful the way they want it. And when I look at, you know, the likes of Bill Gates and everything like that, he knows it's not working. You know, the people, they're trying, but it's just not working. And they're confused because there's a plan, and that plan is failing.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, I can tell you why. The plan is failing because the head has been cut off the snake. The people at the top have been taken out, and the minions underneath are following a plan which they don't understand, because they're waiting on the other information for the plan to work. And because they're not getting that information, they're just looking at the plan and trying to work it out for themselves. And they can't. And that's why it's failing.
Yeah, totally agree. It's like when I look at the government and stuff like that, they are basically running around like headless chickens.
Yeah.
And nobody telling them what to do anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the, yeah.
That's so why our government is the same. Yeah, our government is the same. They're running around like headless chickens. They don't know what to do because there's nobody there telling them what to do, because they are followers. Our politicians are followers. They're not leaders. And they're following a plan which is now defunct. And they're trying to, it's like being given part of a jigsaw and you're trying to work out what it is, and you're putting in your own pieces trying to make it work out, and it's not working out, and they're getting frustrated because they don't know what the rest of the plan is. And yeah, that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, yeah, I totally see. And it's like worldwide. So it's, yeah, I mean, we're going to see the crumble of the you know, the governments, the educational system. It's the old world is dying. It's, female consciousness is rising. So it's more creativity and more heart consciousness, more compassion, more kindness, more. Yeah, so it's all good, but it is like the death of the old world and a creative of a new one.
And you know,
also still finding out what they've done, you know, all the darkness coming to the surface. And realizing how powerful we are individually and on a mass scale, because this wouldn't be happening if collectively we hadn't worked together. You know, beings are here and been working unconsciously to consciously to break down this system, and to be here and seeing it all take place is quite an honor, really.
And you know what, this lockdown has done as well? There's a lot of people who have actually been working from home or been at home with furlough and everything else, and they're going, you know what, actually I enjoy this. I'm spending more time with the family and we're having more fun, and you know, I don't want to do this daily grind and X, Y, and Z. So they've shot themselves. Plus, they people have more time to do the research. And they're doing the research and going, oh, now I see what's going on and what people are trying to tell me.
Yeah. It's, it's kind of not worked in their favour, I suppose. And it's people making big decisions and actually stopping. It's like when you come off the wheel of work and going to work 9 to 5, coming back, have your dinner, put the kids to bed, blah, blah, blah. But actually getting off that wheel, you're able to reflect and go into areas of your consciousness that you didn't have time to before. So it's like with any like 9/11 and stuff like that, it disturbs consciousness big time, but it also creates a backlash of waking people up.
Definitely. Liam has a question for you there on the chat, and he wants to know, the event on the 21st of December could maybe wake up more people. It seems that the government have to push forward as much as possible before people wake up.
Could the event on the 21st of December wake more people up? What's happening with, I think COVID obviously is waking a lot of people up, and the vaccines are going to wake, trying to bring in forced vaccinations is waking people up, and how the media is and everything. The event on the 21st, on the big event, I see this already taking place. Like the female consciousness has been rising, and it's been rising for many years. And I see that the 21st of December is more like a symbolic of what's already taking place. So maybe it's the peak of, it's like 2012 and people waiting for things to happen. I mean, the stories that I've heard that people read over the internet, it's just, I just can't see that happening. And I do see that we're not actually going to see the benefits until about March. The events with Trump, that should wake a lot of people up, because I still see him getting into power and becoming, carrying on the next 4 years. And that, you know, the deceits and the lies and the manipulation, that more of that is going to come to the surface over this time. If they try to, what I see in the UK is like people really saying no to the vaccines, and that's going to wake people up. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Trump thing is, once Trump gets in on the election, and it's been the whole election fraud and the rigging has been exposed, that is going to be a catalyst to open up so many people's mind. But the playground is America. That's the thing. That's where the playground is. And although we'll be affected by it, you know, we obviously get affected by what they do, but mainly the, you know, everything is to play for in the States.
Yeah, it's, the States are quite interesting. And, you know, someone asked me a question about California. This lady lived in California. It's really, really locked down and at the moment. And I saw, you know, at the moment, America has been a catalyst of affecting lots of different countries in not a very good way. And what I saw is America's going to be the opposite. Like, it's going to, the way that America will be run after this is like the stripping down of laws. They're going to strip down the different states. So it's just going to be, the tax will completely reduce. There will be more focus on the family and mums and dads and families actually supporting family, rather than trying to tear families apart and put so much pressure on the family unit that people can't stay together. And there's just going to be a stripping of, in a really good way, where actually people can actually enjoy their lives way more. And it's going to be so good that I see that the other countries will adopt this way. So where America's been like, you know, it's been a country where they haven't accepted responsibility in a blame society, where they're blaming and legal things and tearing families apart and putting lots of pressure on families and poverty and stuff like that. That seems that, from what I've seen, that will flip. And the exposure of what's going on in America, I've seen, will take place as well. So like in what I saw in California, that underneath California, there's why it's been locked down so much is because the trafficking of drugs and child prostitution and like satanic stuff.
Mm.
So California is going to be a really is a state that the reason it's been locked down is because they're trying to protect that evidence from coming out, but that evidence will come out,
yeah.
And expose a lot of people, and that will bring down a lot of the more of the elite.
Well, if you're not flying straight these days, you're going to be exposed because that's where the energies are going.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there is a lot of fearful people because they have to take responsibility for their actions. This has been hidden, and that's the kind of the journey since this broke out last year, is the rise of the seeing the manipulation, the deceit and the abuse that's been over us or have been hidden from us. That's been, you know, another reality being taken place. You've got this fake reality that people be living and thinking, oh, but actually this reality of what they've been doing to us, or that's been exposed. So they can't, they won't be able to do this anymore,
yeah,
and have to take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah,
so,
and I you're right there. I think people will learn from this, and it'll be hopefully it'll be the catalyst for it never ever to happen again. Because we will remember it. Hopefully, we will remember it, and for this never to happen again. And that's why we need the awakening. As it is, we need everybody to wake up. Because if and on a global level, because if it was just a local level or in one country, then people wouldn't be bothered. But because it's affecting people globally on a global level, and we know how much it's affecting everybody, then if they ever try this again or somebody tries to do it again, it hopefully will be shut down straight away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, consciously, you know, it's a huge lesson of what's happened to us. So it will never, ever happen again. And how much, you know, it's been very difficult, but coming out of this and stepping into a world with no manipulation, abuse and control, and learning who we are and the power that we have, and, you know, the beauty that we can create and the reality that we can create for all, you know, and not be dominated or controlled. I mean, it's, what a bloody ride to come out at the end of that, Alan, and go, wow, oh my God.
Good. Well, funny enough you say that, because I kind of look back, you know, when I kind of got involved, when I woke up was 2001, and then myself and Steve started the radio show OAM in 2010. And even in that 10-year period from 2010 to now, it's been a phenomenal journey. And thinking back to the, you know, even 2010 and how many people were asleep compared to now. So imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years' time, in 2030. You know, it's going to be incredible. As you say, we are right smack bang in the middle of it now.
Mm. I see it's like the final war kind of thing, the final bit. It's like the last chapter where it's it's, but that's been going on since March, really. But yeah, this sort of outer matrix that lives on the outside of this reality needs to come down and stop the manipulation. So the matrix around the Gaia has slowed right down, but it's like the bigger matrix. And when that comes down, and these two universes, or maybe even three universes that have been messing with us, leaves. Yeah, and then it's like the war's over, and it's like the debris and clearing up the debris. So clearing up individual realities and learning about who we are and what we can actually do. And because it's like all the technology that they do, it just mimics what consciousness can do for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and the freedom that I see us having, that we won't, you know, it's, is immense. There will be no technology. Where we're going to view technology is like Stone Age, because we realize we can actually do everything with our consciousness.
Yeah, manifestation.
There will be no cars. There will be nothing.
Yeah.
There will be, and I'm like, oh my God, I won't have a car. It was like, you won't need a car.
Yeah.
So yeah, like where we're going is a really beautiful place.
How long will that take, Don? How long will it take us?
I don't know. I really don't know. We've got to get through this part, but, I don't know on that one. But I've seen, I don't know if I can pick it up. Just looking now.
Well, like, will it be in our lifetime, put it that way? Because I think there'd be people be curious to find out if it's in our lifetime or if it's another 100, 200 years before that happens.
It's gonna be different. Like in the next, like everything's gonna change. So it's not gonna be like right with light beings. Yeah. So that's where we're heading. Yeah? Yeah, we are light beings. We're just because of the separation, we're far more physical. But the things will start to change. Like schools will start to change. I see lots of universities actually coming down because we realise we've actually been taught and been programmed a certain way to keep the structure going, and that structure does not benefit us one little bit.
Yeah.
And that the information that we hold within is far more valuable. So the schools are going to change in the way we teach kids. The family values are going to come back, and really learning about male and female energy and consciousness and how we are, all of us have male and female energy within, and that needs to be in balance. So it's going to be a gradual thing, and I don't know the actual time frame of it because time will change. Because the more time is a construct in the masculine energy to be in this reality. Well, that when we become one, the time is going to change because we'll have more heart energy. There will be more. So time in itself will change. So I don't know. It's a good question, but I couldn't even pinpoint. Because it's like the whole paradigm.
It's something to look forward to. Becky, we've reached that time, unfortunately. I know we had a bit of an empty period there in the middle with the technology is what it is. It's just what it is, you know, just the way it works. But listen, a big thank you for coming on. Before I let you go, tell people your website or your contact details or your YouTube page. Obviously, they'll find a lot of information on what you talk about. Got to do with the watchers and everything else. So give out the information there for me.
Yeah, so my my page is Find the Light. So if you go on to website Find the Light, Becky Barron, and then my YouTube, where you have lots of videos and all the amazing things that I've discovered along the way and healings that I've done, and that's all also called Find the Light RB. And you can go to my channel and watch all the videos all for free. It's all the information is there for you. So Find the Light RB and you're about to.
Fantastic. And as I say, I recommend going over to Becky's videos because she does talk about stuff that most people don't know about, which is brilliant. So you'll be able to tune in and get that information there. Okay, Becky, a big thank you for coming on. Just stay with me there for a minute. I'm just going to go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Well, there you go, folks. That's Becky Barron. So great having Becky on too. So she can tune in to The Matrix and what's going on and give you an update of the things that are happening. I wouldn't get too stressed about the vaccine. To be honest with you, I do believe that loads and loads of people are waking up to what's going on now, and they can try all their best and say what they say. But it's just an annoyance. You know, we have won the spiritual war. This is just the cleanup crew. This is the cleanup of what's going on. And I know it's annoying because we are awake and we know what's going on. And it's the people in the Matrix with the masks on and everything else. And, you know, they have to wake up. And maybe what we need, I think Lee mentioned it there earlier, maybe the 21st of December is just purely a bit of an energy boost. Maybe just a little push to get a few more people over the hill to wake up, because we need to reach critical mass. And once we reach critical mass, then change is inevitable. So that's all we need to do. And maybe we just people that just need a little bit of a push to go over the hill. And then that's it. We're going to hit critical mass and then things start changing. So, you know, we'll just go with the flow at the moment. I try and find shops that aren't really bothered about the masks. And there's a few of them around my place. And so I use them shops. I give them the business. And I go in and do my bits and then come out. You know, and that's the way I do it. I don't purposely go out of my way to go to a shop that's going to be giving me trouble or causing me hassle. I don't need that. I go to the places I know that are okay, that don't be, that aren't worrying about masks or app tracing, and I'll give them my business. That's the way I see it. Okay, and don't forget, you know, if there is a hotel or a place you go to, and they do, and they don't bother you with app tracing, and they don't bother you with the masks, send them an email and thank them. Let them know that, thank you very much, you respected my privacy, and I enjoyed, you know, being at your business, and I'll come again and give you more business. That's how we will, we'll educate them that way. I think that's a great way how to educate people, and to, so they realise, hang on a minute, you know, these people are emailing me, telling me how good it is, and they're going to come back, give me more business. Hey, that's more important to me than what the government are saying. So, you know, peaceful non-compliance, that's how you do it. Okay, just a quick update on the PIF. The PIF group decided that the December donation is going to go to Feed the Homeless charity. So what's going to happen is, Killian, the chap who donated the 200 sleeping bags, were a fundraiser, and he threw in 40 sleeping bags as well. I asked the Feed the Homeless charity what they wanted to do with the funds, and they said, we want sleeping bags. They're the holy grail. The sleeping bags are the holy grail. So I contacted Killian, and I said, Killian, can you do the same price at 12 quid per sleeping bag? So it means that we can get 45 sleeping bags for the charity. So I'm going to be ringing up Killian tomorrow and making that transaction. And then the charity are going to pop along on Tuesday to pick up the sleeping bags. And I'll be posting it up on social media, because we're all about transparency. It's very important. And you'll see it on social media. And a big thank you to everybody who donates. Seriously, folks, all we do in the PIF group is to allocate the funds. But without people donating, we can't allocate anything. And you are, it's amazing how many people you are helping by them funds, by that little donation. Even if it's only a euro a month, it doesn't matter. It's something, and it goes towards the donations, and you're making a difference. It's very simple. So, you know, if you can afford €2 or €3, it's fantastic. And if anybody ever wanted to, the details of the group that we donate to, we'll give them a ring and say, did you get a donation of Circle of White Light, the PIF group? And they will confirm that they got the donation. That's why it's I like, you know, dealing with groups direct, one-to-one. I know there's big charities out there and you can donate to them, but you don't really know where the money's going. And a lot of them have CEOs that have a salary of 250 grand a year, you know. With the PIF group, it's us and the charity, and there's no middlemen in between. That's it. So a big thank you for people that do donate, especially at this time where donations are tight, where money's tight, and obviously donations are tight. But we are getting a few quid in to actually make donations to these groups, which is great. Now, we have a new member joining us on Wednesday, and it's somebody that we do know. But they've contacted myself and a member of the PIF group, and they want to get involved with PIF because they like what we're doing, which is brilliant. And we do know them from a previous group, so it's great that they want to come on board and they want to join the PIF group. And the idea is, as we said in the PIF group, people nominate a charity and they get the donation goes out from there. Okay, right. On the show next week, because it's kind of the 20th and 21st of December and all that kind of stuff, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we get a few people on to talk about the energies and what's happening, okay? So I've asked Liam from the Arenda Project in Scotland. Liam's been on the show before. You have Gavin, the quantum surgeon, coming on as well. And you have Kim, who's the trustee, going to be coming on, and the four of us are going to have kind of a round table show, and we're going to be talking about everything and anything, and there'll be questions. I'm sure people will be asking questions about things, what's going on. There's an awful lot on a daily basis, so much is going on and so much work is being done, it's unbelievable. And I wouldn't believe it myself when I see the conversations that are going on in the group. So You know, things are being done and there's loads of positive energy going on the planet and more people are waking up. So this kind of vaccine, you know, with the Irish government, as I said, they're headless chickens at the moment. They can't follow the plan because they don't have the plan. They don't have the full plan. They only have part of it and they're followers. They're not leaders. And because nobody's telling them about what to do with the plan, they're running around and they don't know what to do and they're trying to save face. But what they're doing is digging a bigger hole for them because people are seeing what's going on and they're going, oh no, this is ridiculous. You know, I mean, remember what I said at the start of the show? The Catholic Church was outside doing an exorcism outside the doll. I mean, if you've pissed off the Catholic Church and they're doing that, you know that they're on a dodgy spiral on the way down. So it's all good stuff, folks. We just have to be a little bit more patient to get over that hill and then we'll be fine. We'll be a lot happier when we get over that. But a big thank you to everybody who tuned in. Thanks very much for tuning in on the chat room. On People's Internet Radio and obviously Circle White Radio. I don't know whether Barry's up next on People's Internet Radio, but I'm sure he'll be coming on. But so for myself, anyway, look, I'm gonna have a bit of editing to do now with the show, obviously, with the little thing that happened in the middle. But that's technology for you. It's a live show. That proves it's a live show, and it is what it is. You know, it happens like that. But hopefully we'll be okay for next week. So anyway, take care. Have a brilliant week. If you have any news or any suggestions for guests, email them over. And please, 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 just do not send links on their own. I delete them. All right. If you want to send a link, send information with the link to say what it is. Please, 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 I ask you. People are still sending just links and no information. And they're too risky. Sorry, I don't want to click on them unless you give me some information or background on it. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.